On November 4, 2009, the University of Washington hosted a virtual symposium with six APEC economies from Australia, Chinese Taipei, Mexico, Philippines, Singapore, and the United States.
The theme of today's session is H1N1, lessons learned and preparations for the second wave. We will learn from three economies through case studies about the experiences with H1N1, and these case studies will be used to guide us in discussing today's theme.
The goal of these sessions is to provide an informal forum where we can frankly discuss this pandemic, both our successes and what worked, and probably as importantly, what did not work.
The first EINET virtual symposium took place in 2006. They've proved to be highly successful.
APEC EINET roundtable series of discussion on pandemic disease has won unanimous support at even the first round of evaluation. That tells APEC Secretariat and the Budget Management Committee do have high hope on the outcome of this project.
We are delighted to co-host this meeting with the University of Washington, and we look forward to fruitful discussions on the status of the epidemic and, most importantly, how we will deal with the emerging epidemic in the coming months.
So real-time video conferencing like this promises to be one method that we can use to improve our information sharing, and the quarterly Hot Topics is an important case study for the regular use of technology like this.
We will hear three case studies, each 15 minutes in length, and they will be presented in order by Singapore, Australia, and the Philippines.
Each case study was presented in English, accompanied by a PowerPoint slide presentation, and followed by a 15-minute open forum of discussion.
Now we will begin our session, but before we begin our session and begin our first case study by Singapore, we'd like to conduct a brief audio check by having the spokesperson from each economy state their name and title. I'd like to begin with Australia.
With sound checks complete, Singapore began its presentation.
Good morning and good evening. I would like to present our experience that we went through. We have just got our first batch of vaccine a few days ago, and clinics have just started vaccinating people. We have ordered 1 million doses of vaccine. We have a population of 5 million.
And as you indicated, in your country as well as in ours, the pandemic of H1N1 has been relatively no more serious, medically speaking, than we typically see with seasonal influenza, although it's in a different age group. So with that as background, if you knew that in advance, or if you knew this was coming again next year, would you take the same sort of aggressive steps that we took in the United States and that you took in terms of screening borders, twice daily temperature checks, and so forth?
I think the challenge is always having enough information at hand before you implement control measures.
So why did we go and change our plan mid-pandemic? Well, clearly we were seeing the highest attack rates in younger age groups, so it was a different pattern to our seasonal flu, although not unexpected for pandemic flu. We saw the majority had mild symptoms, and that was a key point for us. Only 2% were developing severe illness or complications.
Are there any questions or comments that any economy has for Australia?
We would like to know, do you have any evaluation of the impact of school policy on the pandemic in Australia? Thank you.
We haven't done a formal evaluation. At the national level, we're in the middle of doing an evaluation process in each of our states.
If H1N1 virulence doesn't change and another wave comes through your economies as you expect during the winter months for you, will you again put in place those screening situations at your borders or not bother?
I can speak first of our experience. we during the containment phase, when we were actively screening people at the borders, we did pick up about 20% of the cases at the borders with the thermal scanners. But having said that, that means 80% only developed illness after they left the airports.
The Philippines gave the final presentation and then fielded the final questions of the evening.
Mexico has a question.
Our question is, what's the percentage of suspected patients being tested? In the case of Mexico, we only have the 30%, and it all depends on the capacity of our laboratories.
In the first few weeks, I think we were recording about 20% of those cases.
We would like to know if it is possible to have a written exchange of comments, I don't know, maybe later on this week, because we are very interested in topics such as the costs, the social costs of the isolation, social isolation, and also on the issues like the strategic reserves of vaccines and antivirals.
The first Hot Topic virtual symposium proved to be a valuable resource for exchanging information and planning for the future.
I think as we enter this next phase of the definitive intervention, which is vaccination, there'll be new lessons learned, and I hope we have the opportunity to share with each other how each of us approached the challenge of vaccinating our populations against this novel strain of H1N1. So thank you for your time this evening.
During this first wave, the merit is we've gotten through it. It has been a mild epidemic. We have learned a lot from this first wave, but now we're, as I think Patrick mentioned, we're now facing the second wave in the Northern Hemisphere. The challenge will be to apply what we learned in the first wave and to address the challenges of the second wave. We have the vaccines, which did not exist in the first wave, and to intelligently apply them to reduce morbidity and mortality, and possibly the extent of outbreaks with the vaccine will be a challenge that we can, and an opportunity that we can look forward to in this second wave.
I think we all learned a lot from the case studies. What I was struck with as I listened across the presentations and comments is the commonality of the challenges that we face, and it's particularly striking how much we can learn from listening to one another in something as seasonal as influenza.
Despite the real threat of H1N1, please don't forget there are still other infectious diseases, and that's why we look forward to our next round of discussion on other hot topics. Thank you.